One behind the grayish clouds here in Oberlin, it's 70 degrees.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Bullseye on the Afternoon coming your way from Lorenzo's Pizzeria here in Oberlin, and our spotlight on Oberlin here on AM 930 WEOL. Glad you dialed into Bullseye on the Afternoon with yours truly, Andy Bull Barch, and my tag team partner, Matt Douglas. You've got us for another 45 minutes or so, and then it's time for the championship in the WEOL Scholastic Games of Lorain County, presented by the Elyria Public Library System. Matt Douglas says O'Falls is a shoe-in, but Fireland's standing in their way.
That's
gonna
true.
Be a big one tonight, 6 o'clock, the championship of the WEOL Scholastic Games of Lorain County, so make sure you keep it dialed in. Continuing here in our spotlight on Oberlin, Margaret Christian is joining us right now. We're going to talk about Juneteenth Oberlin. Margaret, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, waiting on the festival.
Not that far away, right?
Not that far away.
Well, for those who have never been a part of Juneteenth Oberlin or who have not read about it, don't know much about it, enlighten us. What's Juneteenth Oberlin all about?
Well, it happened a long time ago in Texas in 1865 when, you know, the Emancipation Proclamation was proclaimed. Not all of the states were part of the Confederacy, and, of course, Texas was not. So what the deal was to take 250,000 African-Americans and get them over there into Texas because there was no control. So it wasn't long after that they had to go, and Texas had to go along with the Emancipation Proclamation. And so the three guards were, well, you're no longer called slaves. You are now hired employers and laborers. And that was that. In other words, you're free, so do what you got to do. And thirdly, that not to expect any kind of revenues coming from the military. So with that, African Americans, you see, at that point, I think we think that there was a consensus in us as a people. It was not. And so by that time, with the Emancipation Proclamation, we suddenly become a people. We were then just individuals trying to struggle and stay alive and survive. And so in the 1900s, the African Americans in Texas had the first Juneteenth. Now that was on June 19th. So because June 19 fluctuates in what day it might be on, we maintained the 10th of the month. And that way we always could get a weekend. So on June 16, African Americans will be celebrating their heritage from the first Texas. So it really was the first Emancipation Day. And so that's what we've been. And we've been celebrating this festival since 1997. It came out of the original called Heritage Day, and African Americans brought it in to the program. And Adonike Sharpley, who was a professor at Oberlin College and also a businesswoman in the city of Oberlin, run an Afro shop with African artifacts and different kind of objects, was then, at that time, she took over the first Juneteenth. And she kept it, and she and was involved all through the whole years that we've had it. But also the Oberlin African American Genealogy and History Group took it over for some of that mass, the mass part of the years. And we did a lot of historical events during it. The Civil War, Emancipation, Tuskegee Airmen, so Dred Scott, issues that pertain to the history of African Americans, main focus, but also the festival part, music, picnics, games, and speakers, different groups, children's groups, adult groups, gospel singing, all types of African American foods, other foods, with food trucks. And so it became encompassing so that everybody is invited to bring their particulars to the festival.
And this is in its 21st year. You mentioned 1997.
Yeah.
So this has been around for quite a while.
Yes,
I know you
has.
guys have a lot of really cool things lined up for this year's Juneteenth event, ranging from the Black Cowboys to the Tuskegee Airmen. Mm-hmm. What all is going on at this year's event?
Well, this year we're going to focus on music. You know, a lot as time went on, for instance, the Black Cowboys, that was one of our greatest, you know, features that people look forward to seeing them. You know, people get older, groups decline.
Sure.
And so we've tried to maintain. So this year be predominantly coming back home, and we're hoping that all African Americans that have been affiliated, have relatives, you know, we have a cemetery which a lot of their people are buried in, and on the June 3rd at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at Potter's Field, we do a celebration of those that were not claimed. And this year we're doing the deacon, which is John Ramsey, who had a long history. And so he's being featured. And that's the Sunday on the 3rd. So that'll be the first thing that happens. It doesn't happen on Juneteenth. And we're going to have a community picnic. And so this is more of a homecoming. It's the time to just sit back, people come in, and celebrate for all the years that we have maintained Juneteenth.
You mentioned there's going to be a musical theme here, too. You have music, you'll have food, you'll have games. What kinds of games are played at Juneteenth?
Well, there are games for children. You know, there's some games for children. And so one of them, well, they had, trying to think of a some kind of, I can't think of the game that the one kid's playing. What is it, Linda? What's that game? Huh?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, yeah. That's a biggie. Kids like to do that. And they have crafts and different stuff out. And and then the community picnic, some organizations sponsoring a community picnic at Tappan Square.
Very nice. Now, who all will be out there? You mentioned music's a big theme. You'll have some musical acts out there as well this year. Who all is going to be performing this year?
Well, I don't have the particular groups that are going to, you know. Linda, do you know any of the groups that will be participating? I can't hear you. Okay. Yeah, we'll have posters at that time, you know.
Sure, and I've been cutting a couple of the promos for this coming up here on WEOL, and I know MAFA is mentioned in there. For those who don't know what that is, I know you're going to have a commemoration about MAFA coming up here during the Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. What exactly is that?
Okay, now MAFA is usually held on the Friday before Juneteenth,
okay.
And that's the Middle Passage.
Okay,
that is the. The recommend of what they went through the Middle Passage.
Okay.
And Adenike usually does a ceremony to the ancestors, at Lehar Bidabin's monument. And so that's a time for people to remember their ancestors.
Certainly.
Yeah, and it sounds like you guys have a lot of cool things happening. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's a day that's really kind of enjoyed by folks of different walks of life, not only, you know, different ethnic backgrounds, but different ages, too. You mentioned kids really get behind this. Kids really love it. And obviously there's a great deal of history behind this as well. So it seems like it's something that's enjoyed by so many different age ranges.
Yes. And one of the, George Abrams, who we lost a month or so ago, he was always Mr. Juneteenth. And so one of the things that I've been working and trying to compile is the pictorial history of the Juneteenth. So we have a lot of snapshots we're going to try to get up on posters. And one of the things of collaborating and putting that together is seeing how many we have that are gone.
What made him Mr. Juneteenth? How did he earn that nickname, Mr. Juneteenth?
Well, George Abrams was always a great actor. And he was well known, you know, around the town. So that was one of the earlier, innovations that we brought in with Juneteenth, Mr. Juneteenth. And he was always great. And no one will ever fill his shoes again. But we've had other people, you know, young people have played Mr. Juneteenth. I can't tell you who's going to be it this year.
Well, it all goes down June 16th. Is there anywhere folks can go online to find out more information, or are there other places where they can go to find out more information on this year's festivities?
Well, you can go to the website, www.JuneteenthOberlin.com.
Simple enough, JuneteenthOberlin.com. Margaret, thank you so much for stopping by and spending some time with us. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Again, we're shining the spotlight on Oberlin as we come at you from Lorenzo's Pizzeria here in Oberlin. We'll come back with the final half hour of the show after this on AM 930 WEOL.